personally for you though, you're back though, and this is the goal, the stated goal, to be back for the indie game.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I mean, it was a process, you know, and realistically, if you know, I had to play after 6 weeks, I could have, but you know, with the rule and everything, you know, I couldn't come back until this week. So I'm just excited to be back and taking first team reps and obviously be able to help this weekend.
Where is the what's the state of this team right now?
Same as it's always been. I mean, we've been making progress, you know, we just haven't found ways to win the games, and you know, obviously getting better has been our focus, but at some point, you know, enough is enough. So you know, we're just going to continue to work every day this week and get better, and all the stuff that we can handle and we can't control, try to control it.
You were saying last week about not having played with Blake since the Detroit preseason game.
Yeah.
On the other hand, when you got hurt, Denard was hardly being used at all, and
right.
Now he's taking on a much larger role. What's the running game like now?
It's been good to, you know, see them make strides in the run game, and you know, I've had a chance to learn a lot from being on the sideline watching, and I'm just excited to, you know, get back in there and help it with what I'm good at, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, and you know, try to pick it up a little bit.
How's your football conditioning? I mean, conditioning is one thing, but football conditioning. Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable that you're set to go the whole game?
Yeah, like I said last week, like. I was, you know, out, but I wasn't just laying down and sitting on my butt, you know. And every week I was just trying to push the envelope as far as accelerating the process and being able to get on the grass and running around and cutting as fast as I could. And so I think the training staff, we all did a good job of that. I had 2 good weeks of practice. Today was another good day, and I'm just looking forward to getting back out there on the field.
I say he's got something to do about volunteer victim. He talked to you guys about that as well. And, you know, you can identify the things that are wrong. It's pretty simple. Look at tape. Look at yourself. What are you going to do about it, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just not using it as a crutch, really, is what it is. And we have to understand that nobody cares, you know? Nobody cares what you're going through. Nobody cares what your excuses are. Bottom line, it's a performance-based business, and, you know, we have to get out there and take care of our business. Like I said before, whatever we can control, we have to do a better job at controlling those things and figuring out ways to get this tide going the other way.